a word for you from Mark chapter 5 verse 2. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Let's look at the condition of this man, this individual for whom Jesus has come. He has crossed the sea, gone through a terrific storm, had to rebuke the wind and the waves, all in the process of getting to this one individual. And what a condition this one individual was in. He was the worst of cases. He was a hopeless case. He lived in despair. The town folk had despaired of ever helping him or controlling him. Though they had chained him because he was demon-possessed, he would break the chains because fallen angels may have lost their purity completely, but they have not lost their power completely. And of course, it's not that they just simply chose who to go into and that this man was innocent. No, he must have had sins which allowed the demons to take possession. That's why the Bible says, give no room to the devil. And this man was in such a terrible condition, not just spiritually, even physically. He must have looked a sight when he came to the Lord Jesus. He was full of wounds. The Bible says that not only would he wrench the chains apart and break the shackles, he would try and cut himself all the time with stones. He was suicidal. That is what it's like when sin is in control and demons are there. There are suicidal thoughts, and this man literally tried to kill himself. But God was restraining these demonic forces because of the time when grace would be revealed, when Jesus would step onto his shore. This is symbolic, dear friend, of the sinner's condition. It is so with you and me. You might think, well, I'm not breaking chains. I'm not trying to commit suicide. I'm not bleeding and full of sores from head to toe. Yes, you are. In the sight of God, sin has defiled you completely. You are totally depraved. You are totally a hopeless case. Well, hopeless regarding any other means of saving you. No religion can save you. Not even Christianity can save you. It is Jesus Christ alone.